Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Anime Club Supplement. Today we're going to be watching the first episode of Card Fight Vanguard. I'm your host, Deadman, and joining me today we have Bovion
Hello.
and Punchatron.
Nyohoi.
Now, this is not our typical method of watching this. You see, we could not find an English sub version that we couldn't find an English sub torrent that actually had enough cedars on it to download within our lifetimes. So we're going to be watching it streaming.
These torrents, by the way, were on perfectly legal downloadlink.com.
Yes. In partnership. It's I want that shirt. But yeah. So the version we are watching now is on gogoanime.com, and we are going to be watching the upload to player version. So this is the second player, so this is the second player down on the page. Should see big upload to one. It's a green and black and white. And yeah, so we're watching it on there. We have it paused at the very beginning, 0 seconds. So once you hit play, you start hearing really hard J-Rock and see some guy who kind of looks like a football player cross with Gurren Lagann.
Good description.
Yeah, so are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah! So this is him fighting. This is Morikawa fighting, who is the worst fighter I've ever seen. Oh my god, he's a white guy.
Well, he's anime white, which means he's really Japanese, but
Yeah. I'll finally finish the fourth grade. Nothing I didn't mention in the podcast. This guy, he keeps saying ride the Vanguard. Everyone else says ride Vanguard, he says ride the Vanguard. And it's
Well,
kind of
he feels
annoying.
like throwing more English in there.
The Cards!
Yeah.
I had that one card of the heel trigger on One good thing about the show, really great music.
Yeah, I gotta say, this theme kicks a lot of ass.
Yeah. Just the hard guitar rock throughout all of it. And really weird English. Just throwing it in there.
Well, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, I know, it's just
Some of the best themes have gratuitous English in it.
Oh, you just saw Alreka. She plays using a gecko deck. Fourteen episodes in, seen one fight that's kind of like this.
I need to watch more of this show. Like, it's terrible, but
Yeah.
well, it's not terrible. It's a card game show.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think the people who did the theme for this are the same people who did the theme for and I've forgotten the name of the show.
I am positive that cat is voiced by Ninja Kitty.
Ninja Kitty sounds like a better cat than that.
There are certain moments where it just sounds a lot like it. It's like, luck, you fucking asshole. My parents were killed by luck.
Right,
it's Buso Rankin.
Okay.
That was the name of the
Oh,
show that I
yes, that does sound very much like the Buso Rankin opening.
have a name, you asshole. Oh, burn! Things never go your way, dude. Fuck, I'm just gonna go home and watch porn.
That'll get him fired up. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
Vanguard of Destiny! Woo! I am the one! Yeah,
naturally.
Yeah, I mean, my daily life, I mean, a day doesn't go by where I don't mana shuffle. Those who play Magic.
Yeah, I actually mana shuffled yesterday. Even though I haven't had, like, a good battle in a while.
Yep. And now, a real white guy! Pretty sure this guy's American.
Yeah, he's not Japanese, that said.
Yeah.
You can tell by the blonde.
Yeah.
Well.
It's like, what a weirdo, he likes his job. He has to look up his students' names.
That could be early in the year.
It's like,
ladies and gentlemen, we have our protagonist.
Yeah. It's like, I'd run up behind and stab them in the ass with a sword, then rape them. It's like, whoa, dude, this is dark. Why are you laughing? It's a decent strategy.
Yeah, always keeping a line of retreat open because you might just get fucked up.
Yeah. This isn't about survival. This is about maybe having, this is about having a card game named after you. Yeah. Oh god, I need my weed. Wait, he actually made... The teacher actually made playing cards?
Or they already existed. I mean, it's never said in this show that Card Fight Vanguard is the only card game.
Yeah, he said millions of people around the world are playing card games. Just Vanguard's the one that has the most attention. Yeah. I'm here to fuck your ass up, son. Don't attack him. He's in color. Don't you know anything? His hair kind of reminds me of Wolverine.
How was he ever the best player in that store?
I have no idea.
I mean, we've seen his strategies. They suck.
Yeah. We've seen his deck. We've seen him play. He hasn't won once.
Which, once again, I don't understand. We later find out he has a ton of grade threes.
Well, we later find out that Aichi has a bunch of grade threes or Morikawa?
Morikawa.
Yeah, he has fucked on the grade threes. That's all he has.
So why is he after this single grade two card?
Because he wants to mug this kid. Like, okay, then how about I just kick your ass in real life? No, you can't. What the fuck kind of reaction is that to a card?
There's no such thing as a single powerful card that will let you win. This isn't Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
You need at least, like, five to get the super powerful card that will let you win. I'm hinting at Exodia.
What about the legendary cards or some bullshit?
The Egyptian god cards. You can pretty much win with one of those. Also, Exodia, never mind, I'm not going to get into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
I don't care, I've seen, like,
what
any
big
of the
talk?
Episodes I've seen once.
It's like, what the fuck big talk was he talking about? It's like, oh hey, you're that guy from yesterday. How dare you talk down to me? Well, I don't rely on cards of brute strength anymore. I have a grade 2 now. Well, actually, no, I just stole it from some kid, but let's do this. God, this kid's a pussy.
Yeah,
he looks to be
perfect
he looks
protagonist.
He looks to be in pretty good shape, but I could probably run farther than he does, and I'd still not be winded. And it's the only card shop that actually has a readable sign within the entire city. That was a good throw.
That blonde guy there, I want to see more of him.
Yeah. Hi, I'll be your rival for this series.
No, it's not, because you won it from someone who stole it.
Yeah! Fuck yeah! But I'm not a Vanguard fighter.
Betting a card that he doesn't own. Ownership still means something.
Or could just, stab you and take it. Oh my god! Someone's having a card fight in a card shop? Why, I never!
Someone needs a fucking lawyer.
Yeah. Never said I didn't have a deck, bitch. Probably a better deck than yours. Who's coming here and played one guy? Yesterday was a fluke. You see, you use these cards called mana. Actually, if I'm a completely different deck, I just keep that guy around for sure. What the fuck do you think?
Well, some people have like 15 different decks for any given game.
Yeah. But apparently in this world, everyone only has one deck. Now imagine you're naked. The other is the ultimate control of our own hair. Seriously, how much gel would you have to put into your hair to actually
That's
have your
just
hair?
That's my power in real life.
Good lord, look at that shit. It's actually quite painful for the vanguards, but whatever. Thinking about it now, this is actually forcing living creatures with like consciousness, like sentience against their will to fight other people to the death. This is worse than Pokemon.
Reactive playmats.
Oh, Star does that, what the kids are calling it these days. Trump's actually just full of meth. Where have I seen him before? Like, that kind of looks like Ryuk.
It does kind of look like Ryuk.
Like in the face. This is Ryuk's long-lost brother. Bullshit, you can't attack. Wait. The side that his hair is sticking out on changed sides.
Whatever.
Why don't you always just attack? Like, you could have told him that before he attacked. Like, oh, no, take it back, please. Wait, how did he know enough about the game to build a proper deck, but not enough to know how to play the game?
Plot.
Not sure I'm that thrilled about this game's damage system. Because yeah, you have to use the cards from your own deck as a fucking...
Yeah, it's the same with a lot of games, actually, including Weisschwarz.
Magic don't got that shit. We just use a dice. Oh, hey, it's the dick cheese from earlier. With the stupid hat. Dude, I can still sue you. And that's how numbers work. Fuck yeah! It looks embarrassed.
You know, now would be a really good time to explain to him what the drive triggers do, rather than, I don't know, when one pops up. That'd be a bit of a dick move.
That's a fucking dick move. He's the rival. Oh great, bring the blind guy to fight. Flamboyancy. He didn't look relieved. It looked like he was tripping, kind of. That's why a little bit of the eyes are shaking.
Imagine it.
Yeah, picture your ass
feel
up in the air.
Feel it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Or G. Why the fuck does that dragon have a machine gun mounted in its mouth? And you can still, you know, guard. Yeah. You have cards in your hand. Oh, good. Drive trigger. And it's a critical trigger. Good God, man, they're going all out in this shit. It'd be great, just like it pans up, you just see those two guys like, why the fuck are they flailing around so much? Like, seriously, dude, it's kind of freaking me out. It's like, oh my God, he turned that card so hard it blew me back in my chair.
And somebody just asked him if he was okay.
Like, bro, you okay? He just turned a card. Yeah, Jesus Christ, that chair almost fell over. No, he couldn't. He'd be dead already.
Yeah, I mean, they're a whole, what, three turns in?
Yeah. So you're like, oh my God, I've never seen a match last this long. Fuck no, douchebag. I just realized I have a gun.
I'm gonna kill everyone in this store.
Yeah, I was gonna
take
the
all
card.
Your fucking cards.
Yeah, this one is to take your shit. I'm gonna bounce. Peace, bro. Ever since I started stalking you, when you moved into town. I thought it was your vanguard.
Yeah, he gets even more flamboyant later on when playing Blaster Blade.
Oh God, yes. Out against Alfred, King of Knights. We don't even get to finish the first fight. Fuck.
Yeah, one episode, we don't even finish a whole fight.
Yeah, don't know who this bitch is. Oh, Blade! Amy does love her vapor trails. Yeah, this hasn't even happened yet. I guess this is when they're on their way to regionals. It's like, hey, remember that time we mugged you?
Good,
Good
times,
bro. Times. Cat. That cat's actually the assistant manager of the store. Okay, so that was Cardfight Vanguard.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was a show about fighting with cards. Oh, man, but yeah, it. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I am strangely drawn back for more. It's not even so much the show that I like, although I am finding myself more and more ignoring the problems now and thinking I could watch this show. I definitely like the idea of the card game itself, though. I want to play this card game.
Yeah, it's a fun game, and I'm pretty sure Iceman sells Cardfight Vanguard cards. So, there's
I
that.
I could probably find some Cardfight Vanguard cards in my city.
I I know a place that definitely sells them.
When I get some money, maybe I'll go shopping for Cardfight Vanguard, and then I'll have picked up another card game, although I'm dropping Yu-Gi-Oh! Like a bad fucking habit, because that's what it is.
You still played Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I just have the card sitting around and I never play it because it just frustrates me to no end. Because it's like...
Because it's fucking Yu-Gi-Oh.
I played a turn. Oh, look. This guy has a such a well-set-up deck that he just Exodia'd me on his second turn.
It's like, I spent $100,000 on this deck.
That's the thing with that game, is you just gotta put fucking money into it.
Yeah. Like... Yeah, we're not going to get into our thoughts on various card games right now because this is over. But yeah, so Pudge, you're picking next. What are we going to be watching next week?
We will be watching Common Nomade Guy.
Okay, yeah. We're going to be watching that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Okay, so yeah. Until that, though, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi-1.
And I'm Pudgetron.
We'll see you guys later.